From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The fourth woman confirmed for the nation's highest court is ready to serve. NPR's Allison Keyes has details on today's ceremonies for Elena Kagan.
Kagan stood before a wood-paneled wall, a fireplace, and an American flag, and raised her right hand as Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath. It included a vow to administer justice without respect for persons, and a vow to
do equal right to the poor and to the rich.
And do equal rights to the poor and to the rich.
After finishing the oath,
so help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Kagan shook hands with Roberts and grinned broadly as a cheering crowd gave her a standing ovation. Her immediate family, including two brothers, was there today, as were Justices Stevens, Thomas, Ginsburg, and Sotomayor. This will be the first time in history the court has had three sitting female justices. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
There's an environmental crisis in Russia where wildfires are wreaking havoc and at least 52 people have died. The BBC's Richard Galpin reports medical officials are urging residents to stay indoors.
In a BBC interview, Dr. Doug Stevens of the International SOS Clinic said conditions were dangerous and those living in the capital should stay indoors as much as possible, limit physical activity and wear a mask whenever outside. He also said the elderly, children and pregnant women should consider leaving. Once again, the smog is choking and has reduced visibility to a couple of hundred meters. The amount of carbon monoxide in the air is reported to be six times higher than the maximum permissible level. Experts say levels of other pollutants are even worse in some areas. The fires in central and western regions continue to spread, and there's still no end to the heat wave.
The BBC's Richard Galpin from Moscow. There's good news about Medicare. In his weekly media address, President Obama said seniors are already benefiting from health care reform, with many now receiving rebates of $250 for their prescriptions.
Medicare isn't just a program. It's a commitment to America's seniors that after working your whole life, you've earned the security of quality health care you can afford.
Medicare trustees now say the program will remain solvent for a dozen years longer than first expected. For the GOP this weekend, the focus was the economy and taxes. Congressman Peter Roskin of Illinois.
At a time of serious economic challenges, massive new tax increases are a surefire way to stall growth and prevent businesses from creating jobs.
The president wants upper income tax breaks to expire on schedule in January. A spacewalk to repair a cooling issue on the space station went on for hours today, but without final resolution. This is NPR. Back-to-school shoppers in 11 states get a break from sales taxes this weekend, and as Scott Graff of member station WFAE reports from Charlotte, tight budgets aren't getting in the way of tax holidays.
When moms and dads head out to buy things such as clothes and shoes, they won't be paying sales tax. In some states, rules extend to computers and athletic equipment. In North Carolina, the state lost about $12 million in revenue during last year's tax-free weekend. Critics say that money would have come in handy this year when lawmakers had to cover an $800 million hole in the state budget. But instead of the number of states with tax-free weekends shrinking, the number has actually increased. Georgia and Washington, D.C. did do away with their sales tax holidays to save money, but Florida, Illinois, and Maryland have all added them. Altogether, 17 states are holding tax-free weekends to coincide with the start of the new school year. For NPR News, I'm Scott Graff in Charlotte.
In Bell, California, reports that the city manager pulled down a salary of more than $750,000 told only part of the story. Now, according to a deeper review of public records, the Los Angeles Times reports Robert Rizzo was also on track to receive an additional $386,786 in paid vacation and sick benefits this year, translating into 20 weeks of paid vacation. President Obama spent the day golfing with some friends at the Andrews Air Force Base course near Washington, D.C. It's part of his ongoing 49th birthday celebration. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News in Washington.